sind. Hare Krishna.
We are actually very fortunate that we can be in Krishna consciousness.
Mi smo zapravo jako sretni što možemo biti u svesti Krishna.
Today I was there was an interview in the TV and the question was, what do you think is the value of Krishna consciousness?
Danas u intervjuu za televiziju pitali su nas šta mislite da je vrednost svesti Krishna.
I said it saves people's life.
Da sam rekao spašava živote ljudi.
If someone is not in Krishna consciousness, he cannot be considered to be living.
Ako neko nije u svesnosti Krishna, ne može se smatrati da živi.
But the lungs are blowing.
Ali pluća rade.
The Bhagavatam says the bellows in the blacksmith workshop are also blowing.
Bhagavatam kaže da meh u u radionici kovača također duva.
But there are legs.
Pa postoje noge.
Yeah, but the tree has also legs, says the Bhagavatam.
Al Bhagavatam kaže da drvo također ima noge.
But there is sexual activity. How can you say someone who is not in Krishna consciousness is living? Is not living.
Ali postoji seksualna aktivnost. Kako možete reći da onaj koji nije u svesnosti Krishna ne živi?
Well, the animals are also doing that.
Pa životinje to također rade.
So the human form of life is not really taken advantage of when one does not take to the path of Krishna consciousness.
Ljudski oblik života se nije istinski iskoristio ako osoba ne pođe putem svesnosti Krishna.
The trees have legs, but they don't go to the temple.
Drveće ima noge, ali ne ide u hram.
The eyes, the peacock feathers have eyes, but they don't see.
Pavlovo perje ima oči, ali ne vidi.
The hands of the dead men have rings, but they don't work.
Ruke mrtvog čovjeka imaju prstenje na sebi, ali ne rade.
So these are all examples. If your trees are not moving to the temple, if your legs are not moving to the temple, you have three legs.
Ako se, to su sve primjeri. Ako vaše noge ne idu u hram, imate drvene noge.
If your eyes are not seeing Krishna, your eyes are like the eyes on the peacock feathers.
Ako vaše oči ne vide Krishnu, one su poput očiju na pavnovom perju.
And if your what else? If your hands are not engaged in the service of Krishna, they are just like the dead man's hands, although bedecked with jewels.
Ako vaše ruke nisu angažovane u svesnosti Krishna, onda su kao ruke mrtvaca ukrašene draguljima.
Krishna consciousness is life.
Svesnost Krishna je život.
Because we are all eternal souls of Krishna.
Zato što smo mi svi večne Krishna duše.
And only when we act like that we can be considered to be living.
I samo kada delujemo na takav način može se smatrati da živimo.
In material life we only play graveyard.
U materijalnom svetu, u materijalnom životu samo
graveyard, grabo. We play?
Igramo?
Graveyard play.
Na groblju.
It's a drama called Grubljo.
Stoji drama koja se zove groblja.
This is a very nice title, lecture title, the groblja drama.
Drama, lep našto lekcije, drama groblje.
see this material body, it is covering the soul. It is in itself has no life.
Ovo materno telo prekriva dušu, ono samo po sebi nema života.
Your body is like a glove.
Vaše telo je kao
glove means
rukavica.
Yes, only when there is a hand in the gluglatsklo, then it can go.
Samo kada ruka uđe u rukavicu, onda ona se kreće.
So what is it more important, the hand or the gluglatsklo?
Šta je važnije, da li ruka ili rukavica?
Rukavica. Of course the hand.
Naravno ruka.
As soon as the hand is no longer in the glove, then the glove does not act any longer.
Čim ruka nije u rukavici, onda rukavica ne deluje više.
So, but people today have become so much interested in the glove.
A ljudi se danas toliko zainteresovani za postali zainteresovani za rukavicu.
Oh, what is the color of your glove?
O, kakva je boja tvoje rukavice?
Where was it made?
Gdje je napravljena?
In Bosnia. How old is your glove?
Koliko je stara tvoja rukavica?
And how many children does he have?
Koliko djece ima ona?
You see, no question, who are you inside your glove?
Nema pitanja ko si ti u tvojoj unutar rukavici.
Therefore this material society is mad.
Stoga ovo materno društvo je ludo.
They have lost all good sense.
Oni su izgubili sav zdrav razum.
Here I want to tell you a very nice story.
A sad vam želim ispričati ovu priču.
Once there was a philosopher called Shankaracharya. He set out to conquer the world in philosophical debate. Then he met one sage who was very, very well versed in Kama Mimamsaka. Philosophy.
On je sreo jednog mudraca koji je bio jako, jako dobro upućen u karma mimamsaka filozofiju.
That is a knowledge whereby which you know how you must act in order to get good results.
To je znanje na pomoću koga možete znati kako da delujete tako da biste dobili dobre rezultate.
Here you also learn what you do, what you have done. So that what you did to get your results in your life.
Ovdje također učite šta ste radili da bi se dobili rezultate.
It is said when you talk bad about others, you in your next life you smell from your mouth.
Rečeno je, govorite o loše o drugima, u sljedećem životu vam smrdi iz usta.
That is all in this Karma Mimamsaka philosophy. You can learn everything.
Možete sve naučiti.
Why you have old legs?
Zašto imate
old legs?
O
legs like an O.
Cowboys.
Why you are short-sighted?
Zašto ste kratkovidni?
It's because of karmic activities.
Zbog karmičke djelatnosti.
Everything.
Sve.
So Shankaracharya was debating with this Kama Mimamsaka. It was a hot discussion. It was going on for a couple of days.
Shankaracharya je raspravljao sa tim Kama Mimamsakom i bila je, vodila se žustra diskusija i trajala je nekoliko dana.
Then finally this philosopher said, you know more than me, I give up. But then his wife said, you may have conquered my husband, but I'm the half of my husband.
onda je njegova žena rekla, ti si možda pobedio mog muža, ali ja sam polovina od mog muža.
And before you have conquered me, you have not conquered my husband.
Pre si pobedio mene, ali nisi mog muža.
And I want to discuss on a subject with you as a, which you as an ascetic do not know.
Ali ja želim da razgovaram sa tobom o temi koju ti kao asketa ne znaš.
I will discuss with you on erotic life.
Diskutovat ću sa tobom o erotskom životu.
So Shankaracharya said, I do not know anything about this. When he was 13 years old, like our Sudarshan, he took sannyas.
Kad ima 30 godina kao naš Sudarshan,
13
godina kao naš Sudarshan uzeo sannyas.
His mother didn't want to allow it.
Njegova majka nije htjela to da dozvoli.
So one day Shankaracharya was taking a bath and a crocodile came.
Jednog dana se Shankaracharya kupao i naišao je krokodil.
And dragged him on the leg.
I uhvatio ga za nogu.
He was bleeding.
Prizo ga za nogu, on je krvario.
And much pain.
I osjećao je puno bola.
And then his mother came and he said, Mother, now allow me to take sannyas.
Njegova majka došla, on je rekao, Majko, sada mi, dozvoli mi sada da uzmem sannyas.
I will be dead in a few minutes, you know, now you can give me up for family life.
Biću mrtav za nekoliko minuta i sad me možeš ostaviti ostaviti me i
omogućiti me to. So he was, the mother was so shocked, she said, all right.
Majka je bila toliko šokirana i rekla, u redu.
And then somehow he was saved.
And na neki način on je spašen.
In Vedic life you had to take the permission of your mother to take sannyas.
U vedskom životu morali ste dobiti dozvolu od majke da dobijete sannyas, da uzmete sannyas.
Like Lord Chaitanya also asked his mother Sachi. Mother, he said, this body is yours, please allow me. So anyways, he was so young, he didn't know about erotic affairs. So the wife said, all right, so you have not defeated my husband, you don't know anything about this.
I onda žena rekla, u redu, pošto ne znaš ništa o tome, onda to znači da nisi mogu pobediti.
But he says, give me 8 days.
A on kaže, daj mi 8 dana. On je rekao, daj mi 8 dana.
So because Shankaracharya was a great yogi, he sat down in a trance.
Pošto Shankaracharya bio veliki yogi, on je seo i obuzeo se transom.
And then he knew that just at that particular time, a young prince had given up his body. He had died.
On je znao da je upravo u to vreme jedan mladi princ napustio svoje telo.
So they were carrying the prince to the burial.
Oni su nosili princa da ga pokopaju.
And Shankaracharya took that as a good place to get a lesson.
I on je, Shankaracharya je to mislio da je to dobro mesto da nauči lekciju.
He left his body as a young ascetic and went into the body of the dead priest, the prince.
On je napustio svoje telo mladog askete i ušao u telo princa.
So they were carrying the prince.
I oni su nosili princa.
All of a sudden he said, I am not dead.
Izino je rekao, ja nisam mrtav.
Then he jumped down from this stretcher, I'm not dead.
Skočio sam na sedke, nisam mrtav.
Now I want to enjoy.
Sada hoću da uživam.
So he went into the palace and went to the different princesses and queens and the rest we do not need to discuss.
Otišao je u palatu i otišao do različitih princeza i kraljica i ostatak ne moramo diskutovati.
Meanwhile that this the disciples of Shankaracharya were sitting before the body of the guru.
Međuvremenu mučenici Shankara Acharya su stali pored tela svog guru.
Please come back, Guruji.
Molimo te, vrati se, Guruji.
You are now gone since 8 days.
Već 8 dana te nema.
We are very worried what will become out of you.
Jako smo zabrinuti šta će biti s tobom.
He said in all of his army.
Yeah.
And then he discussed with the wife. And he knew everything. All about the entanglement between man and woman. The different psychological movements of the mind.
Različite psihološke kretnje uma,
the ups and the downs,
uspone i padove,
nice words,
lepe reči,
and bitter frustrations,
i gorke frustracije,
gorke frustracije, everything,
sve.
So then he discussed, and then he was victorious.
Onda je raspravljala, diskutovala i izašao kao pobjed.
The wife said... The wife said, you know more than me about this.
Ta žena rekla, ti znaš više od mene o tome.
Yes, the tape recorder was playing a conversation between husband and wife.
Sastavom svi igrao sa razgovora između muža i žene.
He knew everything.
On zna sve.
So in I wanted to tell you the story to show you this what a mystical yogi like Shankaracharya could do.
Htio sam da vam ispričam ovu priču tako da bih vam pokazao šta mistični jogi kao što Shankaracharya šta vam mogu uraditi.
He could enter the body of a prince and experience what the life was.
Mogao je ući u telo princa i doživjeti šta je život.
But at a certain time he could leave again that body and again it became dead.
Ali određeno vrijeme je mogao ponovo napustiti telo i ponovo biti mrtav.
He could come back to his, you know, enlightened state.
I mogao se vratiti u svoje prosvjetljeno stanje.
So we have also entered into a body.
Mi smo također ušli u telo.
But not due to our own choice.
Ali ne po sopstvenom izboru.
We have entered this body due to the laws of material nature.
Već zbog zakona materne prirode.
According to our karma, we were forced to come into this particular body.
Prema našoj karmi bili smo primorani da uđemo u ovo određeno telo.
And then we were developing our body.
Onda smo razvijali naše telo.
Becoming bigger.
I ono se razvijalo, postalo veće.
Then we were falling out of the womb of our mother.
Ispali smo iz materice svoje majke.
And we were taught all about material life.
I naučili smo sve o materijalnom životu.
We went to school and were successfully brainwashed.
Otišli smo u školu i bili smo uspješno ministrom mozak.
Or unsuccessfully.
Ili neuspješno.
But we got our education.
Ali smo dobili obrazovanje.
We are forced to grow older.
Primorani smo da starimo.
And we are forced to die.
I da umremo.
We are completely under the laws of material nature.
Potpuno smo
if we want to return to our original enlightened state, we must be very, very determined.
Ako želimo da se vratimo u naše izvorno prosvjetljeno stanje, moramo biti vrlo, vrlo odlučni.
We must pray to Krishna.
Moramo moliti Krishna.
Please help me.
Molim te, pomozi.
I am fully under the laws of Maya. Please help me.
Potpuno sam pod kontrolom zakona Maje. Molim te, pomozi.
And when Krishna sees our sincere desire, he begins to make a wonderful arrangement.
I kad Krishna vidi našu iskrenu želju, on počne da pravi divan aranžman.
From within our hearts, he hears us.
Iz naših srca, gdje se on nalazi unutra, on nas čuje.
and he cannot be cheated.
Njega ne može niko prevariti.
He waits for our sincere desire to arise.
On čeka da se pojavi naša iskrena želja.
And then he acts.
I onda deluje.
He will guide us.
On će nas voditi.
He will arrange our life in such a way that we don't entangle ourselves.
On će urediti naš život na takav način da se ne zapletemo.
He comes like a thief in the night.
On dolazi kao kradljivac u noći.
You don't see it.
Vi ga ne vidite.
And all of a sudden, your life goes in a certain direction. Whenever you try to be very successful in illusion, then everything goes wrong. And whenever you go towards Krishna, then everything goes right. I have heard one of our friends, we do not want to mention his name, when he was asked to give a donation for Krishna, he said no.
Mi smo čuli da jedan od naših prijatelja, a ne želimo spomenuti njegovo ime, da čuli smo kad smo zatražili da donaciju za Krishna, on je rekao ne.
And a few days later, thieves came and took everything away.
A nekoliko dana kasnije su kradljivci došli, lopovi došli i odnijeli sve.
Why me? Why everything was stolen away from me?
Zašto ja? Zašto je sve od mene oduzeto?
Because Krishna wanted to show, you must surrender to me.
Jer je Krishna želeo da pokaže, moraš predati meni.
So Krishna arranges many things like this.
Krishna uređuje puno takvih stvari.
Because he loves us.
Jer nas on voli.
When he sees a little sincerity, he will arrange our life in such a way that we have to go to Krishna.
Kada vidi i malo iskrenosti, on će urediti naš život na takav način da mi moramo ići njega Krishna.
He intervenes.
Intervenes. On interveniše.
Yeah. Like a thief in the night.
Kao kradljivac u noći.
You don't see it.
Ne vidite to.
But you, something is not the same when you wake up in the morning.
Nije sve isto kad se probudite ujutro.
So then, Krishna leads us to the devotees.
Onda nas Krishna dovede do bhakta.
Oh, here is a nice book. Please take it home and read it. It is not very expensive and it has nice pictures. They have wonderful stories.
Ovdje je lepa knjiga, molim vas, uzmite je kod kući i čitajte, nije skupa, ima divne slike i divne priče u sebi.
Usually this book would cost many millions of dinars.
Obično ova knjiga bi koštala mnogo miliona dinara.
But today it is very cheap.
A danas je vrlo jeftina.
Just give your whole life.
Samo dajte svoj čitav život.
Of course, no devotee says it.
Naravno, ne jedan bakta to ne kaže.
But that's what it means.
Ali to znači to.
So then we read in the book and we become more interested in Krishna consciousness.
Onda mi čitamo knjigu i onda postanemo više zainteresovani za svjesnost Krishna.
And we also want to practice like the devotees.
I također želimo delovati kao bakte.
Then after some time we get Krishna sends us our spiritual master and we begin to practice under his care.
Onda nakon nekog vremena Krishna nam pošalje našeg duhovnog učitelja i onda počnemo da delujemo, da praktikujemo pod njegovom brigom.
And if we are not cheating our spiritual master, then something happens in our heart.
I ako ne varamo svog duhovnog učitelja, onda se nešto desi u našem srcu.
We get free from our bad habits.
Oslobodimo se loših navika.
And then we become steady.
I onda postanemo postojani.
No matter what happens, we will be very, very steady.
Šta god da se desi, mi ćemo biti jako, jako postojani.
We can't be disturbed any longer.
Više nas ne možemo biti uznemireni.
And then we will feel some high taste.
Onda ćemo osjetiti nešto više ukusa.
Even if you give the devotees $1,000,000, and ask them, take this and leave Krishna, he cannot leave him.
čak ako date Bhakti milijun dolara i kažete mu on te uzme ovo i napusti Krishna, on ne može da ga napusti.
Then he will develop some genuine love.
Onda ćete razviti pravu ljubav.
So this is a gradual development of Krishna consciousness, and it starts with a little sincere desire.
To je postepeni razvoj svesnosti Krishne i započinje sa nešto malo iskrene želje.
Once Prabhupada was asked, how long does it take in order to become Krishna conscious? And he said, in 1 second you can become Krishna conscious.
Ja su šla bravo da pitali koliko je vremena potrebno da se postane svjestan Krišne. On je rekao, za sekundu možeš postati svjestan Krišne.
But you may not become Krishna conscious after even many, many millions of years.
Ali također možda ne možeš postati svjestan Krišne nakon mnogo miliona godina.
If this desire is not there, then it's very difficult.
Ako nemaš želju, onda je vrlo teško.
So, today, because we are discussing about these things, we can address the question, how does this desire take place?
Pošto diskutujemo o tim stvarima, danas možemo postaviti pitanje, kako nastaje ta želja?
In two ways.
Na dva načina.
Either Maya kicks us, like anything.
Ili nas Maya tuče, snažno.
And finally we say, no, I can't stand this anymore, please take me.
Ili kažemo, onda kažemo, ne mogu podneti više ovo, više molim te, uzmi me.
That may take many lifetimes.
Za to može biti potrebno mnogo života.
But if we have to become Krishna conscious, then why not do it in this one lifetime?
Ali ako moramo i ovako inako postati svjesni Krishna, onda zašto ne raditi u ovom životu?
And this brings us to the second point.
To nas dovodi do druge tačke.
We can hear about Krishna and become attracted to his divine qualities.
Možemo slušati o Krishni i postati privučeni sa njegovim božanskim odlikama.
Krishna invites us.
Krishna nas poziva.
Just hear about me and become attracted to me.
Samo slušaj o meni i postani privučen sa mnom.
And you can go to me.
I možeš doći meni.
I'm waiting.
Ja čekam.
Please don't fool around for too long.
Molim te, nemoj da budališ ono okolo pred ljudima.
It is not very painful.
To nije bolno.
Nice prasadam.
Lep prasadam.
Good association.
Lepo društvo.
Wonderful knowledge.
Divno znanje.
And a successful life.
I uspešan život.
Don't wait for too long.
Nemoj predugo čekati.
But although he intervenes, ultimately he waits for your desire.
Ali ako on interveniše, on u krajnjoj liniji konačno čeka na vašu želju.
Krishna does not force anyone.
Krishna nikoga ne prisiljava.
So I don't want to talk much longer because I want to show you a wonderful slideshow which we made. It is about the subject we have discussed for now.
Ne želim da više govorim, zato što želim da pokažem da divan slideshow koji smo napravili i koji je u vezi sa temom koju smo diskutovali.
It's about someone who left Krishna and then gets kicked so much that he finally returns.
Priča o nekome koji je napustio Krishnu i bio je toliko izudaran da se na kraju vratio.
It is a great drama.
To je velika drama.
But maybe there's one or two questions.
Možda ima jedno ili dva pitanja.
Two ways. Maya is kicking from the behind and Krishna is attracting from the front.
Dva načina. Maja nas pozadi udara, a spreda Krishna nas privlači.
So it's much wiser if we hear how Krishna is attracting us.
Mnogo je mudrije slušati kako nas Krishna privlači.
If we don't wait for too long.
i da ne čekam da odugovlačim.
Priority must be serious, that's all.
Samo moramo biti ozbiljni, to je sve.
Otherwise, there's a graveyard play.
Inače, tu je drama groblje.
Drama groblje. Oh, what an interesting glove you have.
Oh, kako zanimljivu rukavicu imaš.
Was he born in Bosnia?
Narođen u Bosni.
From Sweden?
Iz Švedske.
Yes, even a question, yes.
Želim te pitam, ako neko želi da služi svog duhovnog učitelja, ali ne osjeća zapravo toliko veliko vezano za njega, nego više za Krišnu, da li to ugleda zapravo duhovnog učitelja?
If somebody wants to serve his spiritual master, but he is not so much attached to him, and he's more attached to Krishna, is it offense to the spiritual master?
Well, the spiritual master will be very happy if you are attached to Krishna. Then he feels his mission is successful. Prabhupada once made this point that actually our movement is known as the Krishna consciousness movement and not as a Prabhupada consciousness movement. But at the same time we can understand if we begin to if we want an active relationship with our spiritual master, he will reveal Krishna to us.
Istovremeno trebamo shvatiti da ako uspostavimo aktivan odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem, on će nam otkriti Krishnu.
I'm actually very happy that you asked this question for a certain reason.
Ja sam zapravo vrlo sretan što si postavio to pitanje iz određenog razloga.
I have seen since in our movement, since there are so many new spiritual masters, there is sometimes a feeling amongst the devotees which looks almost like a personality cult.
Ja sam vidio da u našem pokretu od kako ima puno duhovnih učitelja, da među baktama sam vidio pojavu koja je gotovo nešto kao kult ličnosti.
Devotees, you know, they meet each other and ask, who is your spiritual master? Oh, so and so. My spiritual master is so and so. And he can jump so high. In Kirtan. Don't mind, but I'm seeing all these things a little different than you.
Ne zamerite, ali ja vidim sve ove stvari
different.
Malo drugačije od vas.
It is very important to understand that we are one movement.
Veoma je važno shvatiti da smo mi jedan pokret.
Also, I see sometimes when it is sometimes very, very disturbing to see one is in a kirtan and then devotees are in the kirtan and then the disciples of one devotee bring him the cartels and the disciples of the other bring the other the cartels. It becomes almost like small little movements, you know, within the movement.
Ja sam vidio u kirtanima da učenici nekog guruva donesu njemu karatele, a učenici drugog guruva donesu drugom guru karatele i postane kao pokret u okviru pokreta.
We should understand we are all brothers and sisters.
Treba da shvatimo da smo svi mi braća i sestre.
We are all within this wonderful movement of Krishna consciousness.
Svi smo u ovom divnom pokretu svjesnosti Krishna.
And our spiritual master is very, very important. But he is our spiritual master is also a devotee of Krishna.
I da je naš duhovni učitelj veoma, veoma značajna osoba.
And he,
ali on je također bhakta Krishna.
And he wants that we become very Krishna conscious.
I on želi da mi postanemo vrlo svjesni Krishna.
He is very happy if we become Krishna conscious.
On je vrlo sretan ako postanemo svjesni Krishna.
And he is much more happy about his disciples when he, the disciple thinks Hare Krishna, then jai this and jai that.
On je mnogo sretan tada što se tiče njegovog učenika.
But this doesn't mean that the spiritum, that we as his disciples should not take the spiritual master very serious. This is not the point I'm making.
A to ne znači da, to ne znači da ne trebamo dokon učitelja shvatiti vrlo ozbiljno, ja to ne želim da kažem.
So I hope you belong to the category of those who are very Krishna conscious and they think very much on Krishna because they have become faithful servants of the spiritual master.
Nadam se da pripadaš grupi oni koji su jako svjesni Krišne i stano misliš na Krišnu zato što si postala veni sluga svog duhovnog učitelja.
Any other question?
Još neko pitanje?
When is the slideshow?
Kada će slide?
Now, Hare Krishna. It will take about 5 minutes before we can all see it.
And
do we actually have your thing? No. It doesn't matter. We can show it here. So 5 minutes pause. Shila Prabhupada ki
jai. Lösungsmittel.
A liberated soul realizes the absolute personality of Godhead, who is transcendental and who is manifest as a reflection even in the false ego. He is the support of the material cause and he enters into everything. He is absolute, one without a second, and he is the eyes of the illusory energy. It is described when a man looks into the eyes of a beautiful woman, he is captured. For that reason, since time immemorial, women have adopted the practice to border their eyes so that the man doesn't look at the nose top or somewhere else, but right inside. It is made very easy with a schminka. It is described that this was not only practiced in modern time, it was practiced even amongst the women of Ravan. Almatarpa Prabhu says that from here the eyebrows to the eyelids, there were 12 different colors. Honestly, well, it must have looked very extraordinary. So, because through the eyes, the attractive potency is coming. We hear that the consciousness, in its wakeful state, resides most visibly in the eyes. You see. There's a glimmering in the eyes. But when sleep occurs, and someone sleeps, then the consciousness goes from the eyes into the throat. Therefore, you might have, it's just a side effect, a side explanation for those of you who are esoterically interested. When you are attacked in the sleep, then sometimes there's an attack on your throat. You might have. See, just in the morning hours, when you sleep at the wrong time, then the ghosts come and grab you by the throat. I have seen this. Gopinath Prabhu has a habit to, sometimes when he rests, he opens his eyes. And I have studied his eyes sometimes. It is remarkable. There is no light any longer in the eyes. It is the consciousness has retraced. It has gone somewhere. It is no longer visible in the eyes. So, anyways, in wakeful state, and that's when we usually look at each other's eyes. then the consciousness is there in the eyes, and with it, all the material desires. Since the consciousness is polluted by this material, by material desires, very much. Someone who is in a certain kind of consciousness, he sees according to that consciousness. For instance, someone who is in a car consciousness, he always will estimate you according to your car. When you have a Yugo car, then you are not so fantastic. But when you drive in a Niemetz car, Mercedes, then you are all of a sudden a great person. See, according to the consciousness, someone sees you. A lusty man, when he looks out into the world, he sees a bewildering array of beautiful ladies just made for his sense gratification, or fall down if he happens to be a devotee who is lusty. So consciousness which resides in the eyes can be pure consciousness. That's when you see a pure devotee, you are immediately purified. Or it can, of course, be impure consciousness. When you look at someone who is lusty, then this it's not very good. Therefore, brahmacharis are, in principle, advised not to look into the eyes of the opposite sex. They will look at the feet or somewhere and address her as mother. Now, this is sometimes very difficult to do on Sankirtana. It is not very practical. But in traditional sense, we are not advised to look into the eyes of the women, especially not kami. I mean, this lusty women. No, our Vaishnava ladies are great souls. Still, we should be a little careful as brahmacharis, but especially not, we are advised to look into the eyes of the of lusty eyes of materialistic women. So, because the consciousness is there. Now, this verse makes a few quite interesting points. I mean, they are actually all very, very wonderful. But just to present two points, I want to start with the last point. Krishna is the eyes of the illusory energy. See, even if you are in seeing something which you think looks very attractive, if you see something which is very attractive in Maya, that is also Krishna. We hear an extraordinary explanation regarding the downfall of Maharaj Bharata. I think every one of you is familiar about this great Kralj who gave up his worldly kingdom as if it were a warm stool, and went to the forest to take up renunciation. Everyone knows this story? Who does not know this story? Everyone. So there's no need to explain. He had this downfall because he was attracted to this deer. You might remember. Now the explanation is given in Shastra that when he was attracted to the deer, he was actually only attracted to Krishna. Why? Deer and Krishna don't look very similar. No, the eyes of the deer reminded him of the eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A deer has very nice eyes. If you have seen a deer in the eyes, it's difficult to find a deer and look at them. But they have large eyes and very dark eyes. And also the eyes appear to be full of emotion, because the deer is always... It's a very emotional animal, you know. It's very, very, very fine sentiments, so to say. Not quite, you know, it's an animal, but it reminds one. Therefore, in love poetry, you always have, I looked in your eyes, and now I am a believer. The song of the monkeys, you might. I saw her face. Then I am a believer. So this refers to the eyes, and it is a very and yes, in love songs often it is composed. The composition goes: your eyes are like that of a shy deer. You might remember from your past life. I mean, before you became a devotee, that having read this, your eyes are like a shy deer in flight, you know. So, Hare Krishna. So that was the reason why Maharaj Bharata, he was reminded when he looked into the eyes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the explanation given in the, by the acharyas in the shastras. So here it says the eyes of the illusory energy, that most attractive aspect of Maya, that is also Krishna. Krishna is also to be found by the pure devotee in within the material energy. I always tell the story of how Prabhupada went with his devotees to bathe in the ocean, and his devotee said, Prabhupada, this is complete Maya, isn't it? We are bathing in the ocean, so much nice water, swimming and rowing.